Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? Because I sure am. Today we are going to be looking at some different word families and some short vowels, and it's gonna be a review. I'm going to mix all the words up, and I cannot wait. Now, I want you to be excited about this activity. I want you to be happy that you get to do this. And I don't want anyone to feel rushed or stressed or worried about the timing of it. If for any reason you think I'm going too fast for you, please don't panic. I want you to still follow the directions. The first part of listen and learn is listen. When I ask you to put down your crayon or your pencil, I want you to listen and do it, and then if you have time at the end, you can finish coloring or writing a word. So finished or not, when I ask you to put your crayon down, I want you to do it, and I don't want you to panic about it. It's going to be okay. All right, let's begin. As always, let's start by writing your name at the top. Go ahead and start writing your name, and I'll write my name with pencil, and write neatly. And write on the line, my name is Mrs. Oldham, if you forgot. When you finish writing your name, you can put your pencil down. We won't need it for a little while because we're going to color first. At the top of your page, there is a picture. Looks like some kids are at the beach, and I see a little beach tent or something in the background, and a sandbox, and a sad little girl with a pail and a bucket or something, and I see a little mouse. I have some words that I want to sound out for you to see if you can find that object in the picture. The first word I want to say to you has a short U sound. To remind you, short U says uh. So one of those objects in the picture has the sound in the middle. I'll sound it out for you. You blend it together and tell me the word. Ready? Hut. Yes, hut. 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 It's that little beach tent thing in the background. It's made out of straw sometimes. Please find your brown crayon, some kind of brown crayon, and let's color our huts brown. You can start coloring as soon as you find your crayon. Color neatly. I'm going to sound out hut for us one more time. H-U-T. It has the short U sound in the middle. There it is. T. And it has the ut word family chunk at the end. H-U-T. Hut. Now there are other words in the ut word family with the ut chunk at the end. I'm going to sound them out. You blend them together and tell me the word. Ready? K-U-T. Cut. Nice job. Try this one. N-U-T. Nut. Yes. Now nut, cut, hut, all of those rhyme. That's bonus. Because when words rhyme, you can say them in a poem or you could sing a song. I mean, they're just fun when they rhyme. Please don't cut my hut because there's a nut that I want. Please don't cut my nut, because I want to eat it in the hut. I'm just making it up. Now, sometimes there are nonsense words in the ut word family that I can give you that are pretend and they're not real. So try this funny nonsense word in the ut family. Ready? Z-ut. Zut. Exactly. Still belongs in the family. It rhymes with nut and cut and hut. I see a zut in the hut. It's going to eat my nut. Oh no, oh no. So yes, all of those words belong in the ut word family. They all end with U-T, ut, and they all rhyme. I'm finished with coloring my hut. I wonder if you are. So I'll give you 5 more seconds, and then in 5 seconds, finished or not, I want you to put down your brown crayon. Don't panic about it, though. If you're not finished, it will be all right. 5, 4, Three, two, and one. Thank you. Okay, now I'm looking at a picture or an object in our picture that has a short A sound. Short A says ah, ah. Can you find the object in our picture that has the short A sound? Here I go, I'll sound it out for you. You blend it together and tell me the word. Rat, do you see him? I don't know why those kids aren't panicking about that rat. I would not be so close to that rat. That's just me. They kind of make me nervous. Maybe you like them. I don't. Here's what I would like you to do. Find a black crayon or a gray crayon. And if you can't find your black or gray crayon, you could use your pencil. When you color with your pencil, it makes a nice gray color. And let's color the rat. You may begin coloring. So rat, r-at, has that short A sound, r-at, there it is, and it has the at word chunk at the end, r-at. Try this word, b-at, bat. Try k-at, cat, s-at, sat, m-at, mat, yes, and all of those rhyme. They all belong in the at word family because they all have A-T, at the end of the word. I am finished coloring my rat. I'll give you 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you. Okay, I see a sad little girl. She is sad. She has tears coming out of her eye. Both of her eyes, actually. I think she wanted to be in the sandbox and there was no room for her, or maybe that's her brother and sister, and they said, "No, you can't. We want to be in here." And so that little girl started to cry. She started to cry. But another word for cry has a short O sound. Short O says ah, ah. So here's the word. I'll sound it out. You blend it together. She started to cry, but this is the different word. Sob. Sob. She started to sob. It's another way to say cry. It's just another way to say cry. And she started to sob. Let's start by coloring the poor girl's hair. Let's have her have some blonde hair. Find your yellow crayon, some kind of yellow crayon, and let's color her hair yellow. Just her hair yellow. Sob. S-ob. There's the short O in the middle. And at the end, we have ob. Sob belongs in the ob word family. S-ob. Sob. It has the ob word chunk at the end. Try this word. B-ob. Bob, that's someone's name. How about k-ob? Cob, like corn on the cob. J-ob, job. It's our job to listen and learn for this activity. Yes, it is. Okay, I'm almost finished coloring her hair. I colored neatly too. Five, please put your yellow crayon down. Four, you have 3 more seconds. Three and two and one, please put your yellow crayon down. Let's find a blue crayon, some kind of a blue crayon, and let's color the bows in her hair blue. This is part of the listen and learn part because even if you wanted to give her pink bows or purple bows or polka dotted bows, I want you to listen and follow my directions, which is color her bows blue. I'm looking to see if you follow the directions. Now, please put your blue crayon down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thank you, boys and girls. All right, we have another word in our picture that also has a short O sound. Remember, short O says ah. Very good. And I'll sound it out for you, and you blend it together and tell me the word. B-ox. Box. Those two kids, the boy and the girl that's waving, they're in the sand box. Now, boys and girls, we're going to color the rectangular shape of the box. We're going to color the outline of the box. Color just the edges around the kid sitting in the box. Here's what I would like you to color it. Green, some kind of green crayon. Color the box, the sand box, green. B-ox. It has the short O sound. B-ox. There it is. And it has the ox word family chunk at the end. B-ox. So another word in the ox family. F-ox. Yes, fox. What about... Oh, this will be a nonsense word. Ready? Another pretend word in the ox family. V-ox. Vox. What about m-ox? Mox. How about t-ox? Tux. Exactly. A lot of words in the ox family can sound funny. And then all of the words in the ox family also all... rhyme. I know. So we could sing, you know, a silly song with silly words about there's a fox in the sandbox and it has a bit of a mox. There's a fox in the box and it has some mox. I don't know. I don't know what a fox or a mox is. I'm just making it up. They rhyme and they belong in the ox word family. They all have short O, which says ah. It's true. I'm almost finished coloring the outline, just the edges of my green box. Just coloring all four sides. The long one in the front, the two short ones on each side, and the little short one in the back. So I'm going to give you 5 more seconds, and finished or not, please put down your green crayon. In 5, and 4, oh yeah, and 3, oh yeah, and 2, and 1. All right, boys and girls, please pick up your pencil. We're going to do some writing of the words that we've been learning. So let's look at number 1. And before we write anything, I want you to notice that number 1 has 3 little lines in a row. Each of the little lines is for one letter. We'll write one letter on each little line. Then if you scoot across in the middle, there's a long line. That's for one whole word, a whole word. And then if you scoot over at the end, there's another long line, and that's for an extra practice where we'll write the word again. Okay? So here we go. On number 1, I'm going to give you a sound, and I want you to write the letter that you hear. Here we go. S. Good job. You should write S. Ah. O. B. B. S. Ah. B. Sob. She started to sob. Remember, it means cry. Scoot to the middle, the long line in the middle, and let's write sob all together. S. Ah. B. Sob, S-O-B. And scoot to the last line. Let's write it one more time. S-A-B. Sob, S-O-B. All right, number 2. Write the letter for the sound that I say. B, 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 A, A, O. That one's kind of tricky. It's an X. Sometimes the X can sound like a K and an S together. That's how we make the sound of X, but the letter is X. B-O-X. Box. Scoot to the middle. Let's write it all together. B-O-X. Box. B-O-X. And scoot to the last line. B-O-X. B-O-X. Number 3. H. U. T. T. tea. Ut, hut. Scoot to the middle. Ut, hut. H-U-T. Scoot to the end. Ut, hut. H-U-T. Now, number four, we're not going to write rat, even though that's the word that we practiced. I want us to practice a new word to see if you can still do something in the at word family. Number four. Ready? M-A-T. M-A-T. Awesome. Scoot to the middle. M-A-T. Mat. M-A-T. Scoot to the end. M-A-T. Mat. M-A-T. Let's read our words. Start on number one and let's go down and we'll read them together. Sob, box, hut, mat. Excellent, boys and girls. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.